Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Bedlam Theatre Company in New York City has created a production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility that the New York Times called an enchanting romp of a play, with buoyant spirits, cunning stagecraft, and enlivening insights. Adapted for the stage by Kate Hamill and directed by Eric Tucker, Bedlam's lively Sense and Sensibility may appeal to those who don't usually like Jane Austen, but the production doesn't betray its source material, emphasizing the values of society, propriety, and human frailty. Andrus Nichols is the producing director and co-founder of Bedlam. She plays Eleanor Dashwood in Sense and Sensibility, and she joins us now. Andrus Nichols, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much.
I'm very, very excited to talk about this. It's an incredible piece that I'm sure you're proud of that, if you don't mind my saying, is it buzzy? Like, people are loving it.
Yeah. It's picked up a lot of momentum, which is super exciting.
That is a better way of phrasing it. Thank you.
Yeah, we first did this play actually in the fall of 2014 at the Sheen Center on Bleecker Street in a house about half this size. And we ran it in rep with The Seagull with a cast of 10. And it was one of those things where the reviews dropped and we sold out the entire run in less than 24 hours. So we had been looking for an opportunity to bring it back in a slightly larger space and for a longer extended period of time. And we've managed to do that. We found the space at Judson. It's hard to find a space that will fit this show because it's staged in a very particular way and things roll around and the audience has to be along two sides. So you need basically a big open room like a gymnasium, which is what we're in now. And we started running the end of January and extended initially through April 10th and then extended again through the 17th. And now we've just announced that we're going to be doing another 16-week encore run from June 17th through October 2nd.
That's fantastic. How was the show developed?
Kate Hamill, who wrote the adaptation, it's a brilliant adaptation, dear friend of mine and actually was a roommate of mine for about 3 years. And she and I were on a road trip. I think we were in New Hampshire. I don't know how many years ago now, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer ago than that. Oh, longer ago than that. And
don't think about how quickly the years are going. It's a trap.
No, it's scary. But we were just sitting in the car talking about things that we wished there were plays of, stories that we loved that we wished there were stage adaptations of. And Kate, at that time, had never written a play. This story came up. It's a novel that we both loved, and she sort of declared that she would write it, and then began the process of trying to condense a very long, very dense novel in which not a lot happens into an active, condensed, without losing anything, stage adaptation. She's done a marvelous job of that. And so then we had a lot of readings with some people that are still in the cast today and some other people that had stepped in at various points in time to read pieces of it. We did a workshop of it in Stanfordville, New York, actually, for about 10 days in the fall of 2013. And that was when the current script really came together in a way that was producible.
Right.
She cut an additional sort of maybe 75 or 80 pages out of it. Then we went into a fairly standard rehearsal process for it. Although, as I said earlier, things roll in this. All of the set pieces are on wheels. And the first time we rehearsed it, we didn't actually have any of our wheeled furniture in the rehearsal hall. So we were kind of scooting around on folding chairs. We had one desk chair with wheels on it that we would use. And so it made the tech period going into that first run interesting, to say the least, because just learning how to drive these things was its own adventure. But now that we've brought it back, we've obviously had all this furniture for a while. Sure. So we're pretty skilled at the wheeling and spinning.
As you develop your character, a person from a story you've known for ages, what do you learn and how do you bring what you know and what you learn to the role, to the portrayal, to the new production?
Oh, that's a great question. I hope that I play Eleanor Dashwood, and I hope that my understanding of Eleanor and my portrayal of Eleanor has deepened over the course of this many performances. It certainly feels as though it has. In many ways, I think she's very similar to me, so I was starting from a very grounded place in myself working on it. However, what the story is about has kind of changed for me over the course of the initial run and then going back into rehearsal to attack it the second time around. I think I've had a lot of revelations about the love story and about the timelessness of this story and what is the story that we're actually telling here. I'm constantly struck by her, the size and quality of her patience and generosity and also courage in the face of, for me, the story has become really about what happens when we fall in love with somebody we can't have, which I think is not at all a dated story, and what it means to have to continue showing up and be in the room with that person and be in the room with the person that's going to end up with that person and maintain a friendship and preserve the contact with that person in all the ways you're allowed to have without having them completely and falling in love with somebody who's unavailable in that way. And so I'm struck with how remarkably brave she is and how she manages to stay so grounded and patient while having to face this man over and over and over and over again and face the woman that he is engaged to with nobody really to talk to about it. So I hope that the specificity around that kind of patience and generosity has grown for me, I think, in playing it so many times now.
Mm-hmm. The show is directed by Eric Tucker. How long have you known and been working with Eric?
Oh, I love Eric. Eric and I met at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox in, I think, January 2009. We were both doing the month-long intensive, which they run up there every January, which is a fantastic program.
It's an acting intensive?
It is, yes. It's an acting intensive. It's 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it's your whole life for a month. Eric and I met at that program, and then I went off to San Francisco for a little while to work on a couple of other projects with another woman I met at that same intensive. I came back to New York and had hired Eric to direct a production of The Libertine that I was producing. That was when we first began working together. I went back to San Francisco to do another project, and when I came back, he approached me and invited me to start a theater company with him. So we've been working on Bedlam since 2010. We didn't produce our first show until January, February of 2012, because it took us a little while to get organized and raise the money and find time in our schedules when we could all do it. Mm-hmm. So St. Joan in 2012 was the beginning of this collaboration. And then we've continued to do these, rep pairs and things since then for the last 4 years. And we're incredibly, I think the work we do is really pretty great and really fun. It's really fun to do. We seem to have a really great audience response to it. And we've also been really lucky that the right people have seen it and been willing to say nice things about us. So we've picked up a lot of steam in a relatively short period of time. I'm aware that there are a lot of small theater companies that start out in this city and with very talented people in them who don't have the same luck that we've had. So I'm certainly grateful for that.
You mentioned Shakespeare and Company, but you have a number of other ties to our immediate listening area, the WAMC listening area, and you are, in fact, a listener. Tell me about your schooling in the region, please.
Sure. I did not go to school for acting. I did my undergraduate work at Bard College in literature, and then I have a master's in social work from the University at Albany.
These seem like things that will help with theater, though, both of them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I like to say that I did my undergrad in text and my master's in people.
There you go.
Yes, so I've spent a lot of time in the area. I also lived in Millerton for many years and in that general area between Great Barrington, Salisbury, Millerton, and Ancramdale for a number of years. I used to compete horses, and so I was in my kind of the years following high school. I took some time off between high school and Bard and was right there.
How do you get into horses? Like anything else, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was very young. I was always fascinated with them. Other people in my family had ridden when they were kids. Mm-hmm. I was born in Manhattan, so I didn't grow up around them necessarily. When we moved out of the city, I really wanted to learn to ride. So I started taking riding lessons when I was about 7, I guess. And I rode up until into my early 20s.
Is 7 early or late or right on time for that in that world? Because it is a whole world.
It's probably a little late, honestly. But It depends.
So Sense and Sensibility, and this run has an encore run that's coming up, you mentioned. And what's next for Bedlam? What are you guys looking toward on the horizon?
Well, we have a number of things happening right now. We have a one-man show, Cry Havoc, that was developed by Stefan Wolfert, who's also in the Sense and Sensibility cast, is going to a festival in Rome in the end of April. We have our St. Joan, not the original cast, but a second cast, is going to Stark Naked Theater in Houston, Texas, in June. Our 12th Night and What You Will and Repertory are going to Central Square Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in June and July. So we have a lot of things going out and going different places. And then in the fall, we go back into rehearsals for our St. Joan and Hamlet, which with the original cast of four actors that will run in rotating repertory at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton in January and February of 2017. And sometime in the midst of all of that, we will be taking 4 weeks here, 8 weeks there, another 8 weeks somewhere to develop our spring repertory pair or trilogy. We're not sure yet.
Oh, wow.
We'll see what happens. And those shows are likely to be mounted in New York, April, May of 2017. But I'm not at liberty to say what those are yet.
I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect that much to be coming up because I can't imagine being as enveloped in what you're doing now and still having to think about all of those different pieces too.
Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts. As I said, the company has really grown and the productions have gained a lot of success and momentum individually. The company itself and the people involved in at the heart of the company have grown exponentially. Stefan Wolfert, who is going to Italy with Cry Havoc in April, is our director of veterans outreach as well. And he teaches Monday night acting classes for veterans for free here in New York every Monday. So we have a kind of showcase coming up of the vets in that class soon. So we have a lot of things going on. There are a lot of moving parts right now.
Yeah, it's outstanding and astounding. Is information about all of it on your website?
Yes. Information about all of it can be found on our website, which is bedlam.org.
Andrus, it's been a thrill to speak with you. Thank you so much for fitting me in.
Thank you.
Andrus Nichols plays Eleanor Dashwood in Bedlam's Sense and Sensibility. She is also the producing director and co-founder of the theater company. The production runs at the Gym at Judson, 243 Thompson Street in New York City, through April 17th. The show will take some time off and remount in June. To learn more, visit bedlam.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.